This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
The president conveyed to the prime minister that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire.
The voice of Corinne Jean-Pierre, deputy press secretary in the Biden administration, speaking about a fourth conversation that President Joe Biden has had with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The two leaders had a detailed discussion on the state of events in Gaza, Israelis' progress in degrading the capabilities of Hamas and other terrorist elements, and ongoing diplomatic efforts by regional governments and the United States.
President Biden asked the prime minister to move toward the path of a ceasefire, according to a White House description of their conversation. There is pressure, too, on Mr. Biden to do more, with more than 200 people killed in the fighting. Until today, President Biden had avoided pushing the American ally more directly and publicly for a ceasefire, or conveyed such a level of urgency for ending Israeli airstrikes targeting Hamas in the thickly populated Gaza Strip. The Biden administration had relied on what officials described as quiet, intensive diplomacy, including quashing a UN Security Council statement that would have addressed a ceasefire. The administration's handling opened a divide between President Biden and Democratic lawmakers, dozens of whom have called for a ceasefire. Israel's military launched artillery strikes at a number of targets in Lebanon today in response to four rockets launched from Lebanon toward Israel. That according to the Israeli military. The Israeli military also said it intercepted one of the rockets, while the rest most likely fell in open areas, although it was not immediately clear who fired the rockets. This